You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, as it is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Thursday, April 4th. It's time for our Valley Talk program. Joining us today is Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library. And Chris, good morning. How are you doing
good
today?
Good morning. I am good. It's a beautiful day. Spring has sprung, and it's a great day for the start of Pirate Tennis, I think. So I'm kind of looking forward to that in Bemidji this afternoon and later on today. So good luck to the Pirates and Coach Tomford and
All the
Coach Boyk.
Yeah, there's a lot going on around town, and that means, well, with spring being sprung, that means you can go out to the state parks as well.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to folks taking advantage this year, once again, of the Minnesota State Park passes that are available through Lake Agassiz Regional Library. And we have two of them that are at the library, and it's for parking. And so it's not for camping or anything like that, but it gets you in for the day. And those can be reserved at the Crookston Public Library just by calling at 218-281-4522 or stopping in. We want to get out and explore. We have an explore theme for pretty much everything through Lake Agassiz Regional Library. That's also always the kind of the theme of our summer library experience program, which we'll talk about later. But through a partnership with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, we are once again offering these passes for free access to Minnesota's beautiful state parks and recreation areas. And what better way to, take advantage of all of the beauty of Minnesota, and you can borrow the pass from. It's always good. You don't have to return it. It's good for a week at a time, and you can once you check it out, it's good for 7 days, and they can be reserved by calling or coming in. And they are not really. We've had some situations where in the past, if we have the extra one, we'll actually give like a family for a family reunion, maybe two, both of them. Otherwise, we do one pass per individual or family. Like I said, unless it's extenuating circumstances, and we've made exceptions. But yeah, if you're interested in the park passes, give us a call or stop in, and we'd be happy to help you out with that.
Yeah, so that's a great thing that's being offered, and gets everyone outdoors, and especially even on a day like today, it's what better way to spend your Thursday?
It is. It's a beautiful day. People are really into walks and hikes and things like that. And like I said, there's so much to explore and to appreciate about our beautiful parks and our nature that in the recreation areas that the state provides is why not take advantage of them? So yeah, it's kind of a neat program. We've been doing it now for the last few years, and it's through the Minnesota State Parks and Trails and in conjunction with Lake Agassiz Regional Library. So it's really something that we're really excited about once again. And usually from, I would say, May through even October, we have a lot of people that take advantage of that. And so it's always just a good idea if you're planning to go anyway, check it out, call us, stop in, see if there's one available, and it can help with your day.
All right. And speaking of being outside, a lot of people like to garden, and you guys are going to be having an event at the library coming up here in about 10 days.
Yeah, we are. Saturday, April 13th from 10:30 to 11:30. We are going to be hosting a program entitled Gardening for Health and Well-Being. We are co-sponsoring this with Polk County Public Health and the University of Minnesota Extension Office, as well as SHIP, which is Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, and it will be at the library, and we will be enjoying a presentation from representatives of Polk County Public Health and the University of Minnesota Extension, and mainly Master Gardener Lisa Logering. And I think that she will have a mandoline on hand to help her out with that. And the topics will include health benefits of gardening, soil preparation, watering, what and where to grow, and when to plant, and basics of vegetable gardening. So maybe some things about, container gardens and things like that. And Kirsten Fagerlin will also probably be on hand from Polk County Public Health. And they just have a wealth of knowledge about gardening in general and all of the benefits of it. So that's kind of exciting. And actually, as a great lead into that, one of our associates, our librarians, Patty Perry, put together just a really nice and really cute display for a seed garden Our seed library, excuse me, not seed garden, seed library for gardening this year. And we started that last year as well. And she's just got her seed packets all ready to go. And if somebody's looking for some seeds for their garden or for their, you know, whether it's a larger plot or it's, you know, probably not a lot for that. Like, we can't just supply your whole garden, you know, necessarily with seeds, but we can certainly help to fill in some spots. And if you're interested in a container garden in particular, you know, there's obviously those are, you know, would be great for something like that. But she's got a nice variety there, and just a nice, again, opportunity for to people to take advantage of things that we are able to make available and that you don't have to go purchase. You might already have a little container at home. And again, if you want some ideas about how to start that container garden or a larger one, you can certainly come on April 13th, on Saturday, April 13th, for more ideas. And those folks, Lisa and Amanda and Kirsten, will be able to help you with that.
Yeah, so that's going to be the gardening class on Saturday, April 13th. But let's talk a little bit more about that seed library. Is that something that you guys typically do? Is that new?
I think we started it last year, if memory serves me. I don't believe we had it the year before. But we might have been putting out, they have kind of a vegetable of the year kind of thing through the extension office. And so we might have put out seeds for like beans 2 years ago. I think they were pole beans maybe. And then last year, I think it was carrots was the vegetable of the year. I think this year it's kale. If I'm not mistaken, that is the vegetable that they've chosen for this year, which even if you don't like to put kale in your salads and things of that nature, you know, kale is a great add-in for like smoothies. And you're getting your greens without, you know, having to get the texture and the necessarily, you know, you can hide it maybe in the taste of it with, in with other things like berries and whatnot. But yeah, no, it's super, super healthy. And they'll talk about the benefits of that as well that day. And again, it's just great opportunity to just learn more about gardening, the benefits of it. And it can really be really a way to de-stress. And now for some people like me, it could be stressful to have a garden, but I'm not a master gardener. So I could use some tips myself, but for a lot of people, it's just a great way to, you know, relieve some stress and enjoy getting out in nature and the sun. And, you know, the worst part about it is, you know, obviously weeding, but you know, that's not a bad thing either. That, you know, it relieves some stress too. So it's just kind of fun to watch the fruits of your labor, no pun intended, or the vegetables of your labor grow. And yeah, be really a nice thing to do. And like I said, start small. If you don't want to have an actual garden and, you know, have to get a little plot of land and fertilize it and till it up and things like that, you know, start with a couple of containers. It's a great way to just get going.
Yeah, and this is going to be a great way to have some of those questions answered and maybe, you know, as you'd mentioned, get some tips so then you can have a successful garden and it can be a positive experience.
Exactly. And so that's what we're looking forward to on the 13th.
Well, and then on the 19th, there's going to be spring watercolors.
There is. There's going to be watercolors, spring watercolors for ages 5 to 13. And that will take place at the library on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 5 p.m. And we're just going to celebrate spring with a watercolor painting event. The supplies will all be provided with instructions for getting creative and painting a little spring masterpiece. So for kids, and I would add that, you know, whether it's the gardening event, the seed library, spring watercolor program, you know, all of these programs are always free at the library. And it's a public library, so we can't charge, nor do we want to for any of these, you know, programs or events. They're always free, and a lot of them at times are, you know, co-sponsored by either other places like Polk County Public Health and, you know, Extension and, you know, Tri-Valley. We're going to be talking about another program with them later. We do a lot of partnering at the library, and that's really been a big focus since COVID really started in the last probably 3 to 4 years. We've really tried to partner a lot. It's just a great way to take advantage of all of the opportunities that exist at the library, at the Crookston Public Library, and at all public libraries, really, and just to take advantage of those things. There's just so much going on at your local public library. You just, you know, you just, it's, it, once you really start to go, get your card, which is free again. People don't realize. They think, well, oh, if I go to that paint class, or I go to this, or I go get some seeds, or I go, I'm going to have to pay for that. And you're not. You know, you'll have to provide your own, you know, containers for those container gardens that you're looking at doing. But, you know, even in this case, we provide a lot of the seeds even that are available to you for free. So, yeah, I would just add that if you come for the spring watercolor event on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 5, all of it is free, and as is all of our, you know, SLE programs this summer that we'll be, again, once again providing too. So,
yeah. And as you had mentioned, you know, there's so many things to do at the library. I mean, we've gone, you know, over halfway through our program. We haven't even mentioned books yet. More events that to cover. So that's just everything that's going on at the library. And we haven't even left the month of April yet.
No,
we're still in April.
Haven't.
So it's pretty amazing all the events that you guys do and all the ideas that you guys have for different events to get people into the library. Is that a challenging task coming up with these events?
Sometimes it can be, but other times I mentioned our partners, and you know what's ended up happening is as a result of all the partnerships and collaborations that have taken place, we have people that come to us now with events. Mm. And really, that's one of the things that was, you know, behind this event that we'll talk about in May after we talk about the next one here, for the last one in April. But the one in May that will be taking place was, I think, brought to us by Tri-Valley. We've done a similar program before, and we joined forces with them, and we're going to be providing a program that we can talk about that in a few minutes. But you know, a lot of times programming comes to us through those partnerships and collaborations, which is really great. And because, you know, there's so much happening and going on that we just need to connect and then connect with each other to provide the best programs and content that we can for our community or extended community. And then, you know, just get it out there, you know, because a lot of times people just don't even know what's happening. So I would encourage people to, you know, go to the website, come in, give us a call, and just see what's coming up, because we always have a schedule of, you know, events, and that we'd very happily, you know, print one out for you and, you know, let you take it home so you can put it on your calendar and take advantage of all the great things. I mean, we got this summer, we're going to have our summer concert series again in June, July, and August, and that's every third Thursday of the month, and that has really grown in attendance. People really enjoy those free concerts in the evenings with those gorgeous evenings and you know, breezes and things like that. It's just really grown in popularity. So there's just a lot going on, and we're really proud of that, because we work really hard to keep things fresh and to, you know, if we've done something a few years ago that was really popular and we haven't done it in a while, we might bring it back with a new twist. But for those people that missed it, yeah. So we're excited about our lineup.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking about those concert series down the road in future Valley Talks, but let's get back to some of the events going on here. On Wednesday, April 24th, there's going to be another unique event.
Yeah, it's a virtual event. This one's kind of near and dear to my heart. It's Notable Minnesota Coaches and Athletes Then and Now. We did an event a few years ago during COVID. It was a virtual event also, and the gentleman's name is Ross Bernstein. It features him. He's written, I think, over 50 books about Minnesota sports and coaches and different sports. I think he's even written about, you know, Tom Brady and other athletes and things outside of Minnesota, obviously. But, you know, he's really kind of a sports guru when it comes to Minnesota. Focus that time a few years back was on 1961, and it was a memorable year because it was the year that the Minnesota Vikings and the Minnesota Twins came to Minnesota, as well as, I think it was the last time, if I'm not speaking incorrectly here, I think it was the last time the Minnesota Gophers went to the Rose Bowl. So it was a notable year, but this time around on April 24th, we're doing a virtual program at 7 p.m. That people can learn more about by going to our website or coming in as well or calling about. It is at 7 p.m. and it's at going to be at laurel.org/NFL draft. I think it's the, you know, around that time. And but Ross is going to talk about notable Minnesota coaches and athletes, again, both former and current. And you'll get the inside scoop on what's going on, both past and present, with a virtual presentation. And he is an author and sports expert that has traveled the world, not just the country. He'll also be sharing, you know, some thoughts on the NFL draft and interesting facts and tidbits about sports figures, you know, again, around the state. again, just he's got the pulse because he's kind of in touch with all of those people that are in the know. And Ross is from my hometown. That's why it's near and dear to my heart. He's from Fairmont, Minnesota, which is where I am from. And that's kind of why I brought him on board a few years ago. And it was just a great program. If you are a sports enthusiast, especially of Minnesota sports, you will be doing yourself a favor by tuning in to Ross Bernstein on Wednesday, April 24th at 7 p.m. He is just very, very knowledgeable, very good, very personable. And I'm really proud to have him, again, doing a program with us and in conjunction with Lake Agassiz Regional Library.
Yeah, sounds like an excellent program. So is there going to be a showing at the library, or is this going to be something?
We might do that. We might actually do that. We haven't completely decided yet, but give us a call because we might. We have a nice large TV that we could do it with or do it on. And that is, it's a virtual watch party. You can either do it from your comfort of your home, or we may be doing it at the library as well. That's, I think, what we're going to do, but we have to finalize, you know, all of that yet. And it's only a few weeks away, so we'll get on that very quickly. But yeah, I think that that's actually what we're going to probably be doing. So give us a call and or stop in, and we can tell you more about that.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for for that. And then we mentioned the event coming up in May. So we have some time to talk about this.
We do. We have a Crookston Senior Health Fair, which will take place for seniors on Thursday, May 9th. Again, so it's several weeks away, but maybe put it on your calendar. Thursday, May 9th from 1 to 3 at the Crookston Public Library. This is being sponsored by Tri-Valley Opportunity Council Senior Programs, the Golden Link Senior Center, and Laurel and the Crookston Public Library. The Golden Link Senior Center will be providing a discounted Sloppy Joe basket for $5 that day at 11:30. And then you can enjoy a free ride on the bus from basically, so if you want to start out at the library or you want to go to the link and then go back to the library with a little tour in between, little historical tour, I guess, that they're going to provide of Crookston. You're going to be able to register for the meal by calling the Golden Link for May 9th, but then the vendor booths will open at 1 o'clock. Don Resendez from D&D Tomford Garden Center will be demonstrating the creation of two container gardens, one vegetable and one flower, and the pots will be given away as prizes, and she'll be doing that from 1:15 to 1:45. While these booths are open, there will be door prizes at 3 o'clock, and we've just got a whole bunch of vendors that are going to be available that day, from AARP to Aluma to All True Health and Benedictine Living and the library, Dancing Sky Agency on Aging, Housing and Redevelopment Authority, the Justice Bus, and New Hope Food Shelf, Options RCIL, the Historical Society for Polk County Public Health, Riverview Health, RSVP, Sentence to Serve, and then also Tri-Valley Opportunity Council themselves. So we've got a lot of great vendors. There will be prizes. We're doing it in conjunction with the Golden Link with a discounted meal that day. So it'll be a great event, and we just invite all seniors to come out for that. And, should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so again, mark your calendars for Thursday, May 9th, as that's going to be it's going to come up quick.
It's going to come fast.
Yes, it is. And then, there's still always events going on at the library. There's going to be, there's Books and Brews Club later on in the month as well.
There is.
On top of all the daily events that you guys have going on.
Yep. If you're interested in Books and Brews, that is always the third Tuesday, I want to say, of the month, in conjunction or coordinating with Reading by the Red. So 1 month it's Reading by the Red, the next month it's Books and Brews, and this particular month it happens to be Tuesday, April 23rd, Books and Brews, and the book is going to be Solito by Javier Zamora. They meet at drafts at 6 p.m. It usually goes till about 7:30, and the Friends of the Library are gracious enough to supply appetizers for that. So you pay for your own beverage and they supply apps. And it's a great discussion led by Corrine Everett, one of our librarians. And so we invite you to come out for that anytime. Don't forget that we have Baby Bounce the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 10:30. And actually that is preceded by Newborn Baby Talk with Gina Gunderson, also from ECFE. And they usually have a lactation nurse from Polk County Public Health. They are there on Tuesdays now from 9:30 to 11. And then they join in with Baby Bounce those first and third Tuesdays of the month that we have the Baby Bounce. And then Story Times on Thursdays at 10:30. So stop in. If you haven't been in a while, we'd love to see you. We'll get you set up with a library card if you don't already have one. And Yeah. Happy spring.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things going on at the library, and as we always say, there's a lot more than just books at the library, as as showcased by everything that we've covered today.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, so a lot of great events going on over at the Crookston Public Library. Chris, thank you very much for joining us, and look forward to chatting with you later on.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
So that was, once again, Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library on today's Valley Talk program.